Like a field of grass on a hill so dry that the air won't move and the birds won't fly. But when the ruthless
life is a mystery. Or I say that this is a mystery. For somebody else it may be a problem. For somebody else a struggle. So life is many things for different people, but it is a mystery. But it's only a mystery if you go into the mystery. This is the mysterious things in mysteries. So, same thing, life. Mystery and life is the same thing. Or the Taoists say, going with the flow, going with the river. So when I say life is a mystery, it's like going with the flow. But you have to go into the mystery. Otherwise you sit and watch a movie, a good romance, or a good action movie, or a good mystery movie, and you're involved. But then you go out again, and your so-called normal life starts. But the real mystery is like you disappear into the mystery. But that can never happen if you separate. So this is the old story. If you separate, you can't go into the mystery. You have to become the mystery. It means becoming life. Like you can stand next to a river and it's flowing by, but you don't know how really wild it is before you jump into it. And then how can you tell people who never jumped into the river how it is? They have to try it. So when I say life is a mystery, it's only a mystery if you go into the mystery. And what happens if you really go into something? When you go into something, you become part of it. Then you become mysterious. You're part of the mystery. And then life, or the mystery, takes you. But then you don't know what will happen. Then the mystery takes you. Then life takes you. Then it's an awe and a wonder and wow. But this doesn't happen if we have any idea. This is the thing with being separated or being the old habit of being an ego. Ego means separation from the mystery. Then we have ideas how to run the mysterious. You see how fucked up it is? How can we manage? It's impossible. And that's why many struggles. And these times where you go into the mystery or just let go, surrender to the mysterious, then whatever has happened, then life shows itself in many, 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 many different ways. But then you are ready to feel the mysterious. Then you're ready to feel life. Then life will show you many, 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 many different ways that you have never thought about. You could never even expect this to happen. And it would never happen if you, as a separate individual, would be in charge. Because that's a limit. And the mystery is limitless. There's no limits. That's why when people are too fixed, the mysterious journey, or seeking themselves, or seeking God, or coming back to yourself, it's almost impossible because they're frozen. And the more and more flowing you becoming, the more and more you allow life or the mystery to take you. Then one day this, and then one day, then you see yourself in many, many different situations and many, many different places. But who cares? No, it's very cold outside. Not long ago, it was very warm outside. Not long ago, we were sitting in Brazil. Not long ago, I was sitting in India. Not long ago, I was sitting in an island. But this is everything changes. Very beautifully. And this is just on the outside. Then you have all the inner territories also. The inner landscapes with thoughts and feelings and which always goes on changing. But the less and less involved you becoming it, you allow whatever comes up. Then you're part of the mysterious. Whatever comes up and wherever it leads you on the outside, you're open. That means to go with life, or to go with the mysterious, or to go with the flow, to go with Tao, to go with God, to go with existence. Then life will show you many things that you would never expect. How could you? But of course it becomes very wild, very uncertain, very unknown. And this is the beautiful thing, the more and more you trust the uncertain. It's a different strength coming up. And the so-called normal people, they can stand any change. Either outside or inside. Just a little change on the outside and the whole foundation is shaken. Just a little feeling and everything is upset. This is how normal, the so-called normal people are. Normal people means frozen people. Then you see when you start allowing and getting a taste of being, living in the mysterious, then you can change. Because you are not in charge. So sometimes it gets very slow. Almost nothing is happening. But so what? If it's nobody there involved, then there's nobody there thinking, nothing is happening. This is what is happening. Sometimes this goes very fast. This is how life is. Sometimes it's cold outside. Sometimes it's sunny outside. So what? Then everything is changing. Everything is a mystery. Everything is a flux. And you allow it. Just like this beautiful trees. This day I was by the river and the whole other side, it looked like a fairy tale. All the trees and branches were totally frozen. They had a layer of diamonds on them. And they were standing there like this. Amazing, the whole nature. This is what's happening. And it looks so amazing. And in a few months, then the leaves this is the mystery. And everything becomes mysterious when you are part of it. If not part of it, then you can be in the middle of it like everybody is. Everybody is alive. That means you're in the mystery. But very few people wakes up to the mystery. That's what it means to wake up. You're waking up to the mystery. Then you're becoming part of the mysterious. That's the only way. Otherwise, you're asleep. When people sleep, they sleep. When they wake up, they wake up. But then it's almost getting too much. So mysterious. That's what with the understanding, a let go, a surrender happens. Because it's too much. What else can you do? True let go or true surrender, it can only happen when this understanding happens. There's nothing else you can do than is to just to bow down to the mystery. Bow down to life. Relax in the river. That's why also this is called the mystic. It's somebody who accepted the mysterious. He has become part of the mysterious. So of course, when you're close to a mystic, it will be very mysterious. Many things will happen very quickly. Sometimes too fast. But But the more and more fluid one becomes, the more and more expanding. But it's a wild ride. Then you enjoy. And when it's quiet, it's quiet. And when it's waterfall, it's waterfall. And when it's cold, it's cold. And when it's hot, it's hot. Then you're just amazed. You watch and see in amusement the mystery is happening. But you can only see and be part of that if you let go of your personal ideas and thoughts and feelings and opinions. This is the dilemma. And as soon as that happens, which can happen very easily around the mystic, because you sense something. Otherwise, people can go and bow down to the stone. In India, I saw a normal, even a little stone next to the highway, you can see it's all red color on. And people go and do puja, give flowers to it. But it's just a habit. It doesn't do anything. When you look at these people doing it, it's... something old is there, that everything, even the stone, is mysterious. But it's not their own experience. But that they can't do with somebody alive, a mystic. Then you can't fool yourself. Then it's much more safer. Then maybe that's why they go still to the stone, because that's safe. The stone won't say, why are you giving me these nice flowers? There's no feelings in it. Come back when you really bow down. This feedback they don't get from the stone. So it's very safe. Of course, it looks very beautiful. I have seen little stones, lingams, that is tons of flower leaves on. It's just a rumor that inside all these flowers there is this holy stone. And if this stone could talk, he would say, stop this nonsense. First you really bow down with the right feeling. This is how it has become in India. People bow down very easily because it's in their habits. In the West, it's the opposite. There it's almost impossible for people to bow down because there's such a strong egos. And bowing down means surrender. And they don't know anything outside the ego. So it becomes very difficult. They have totally forgotten that the real surrender is the birth of their soul, of their heart. This is forgotten. So it's a very mysterious thing. And to take whatever is happening for really what is happening. This is another trick of the mind and the human beings, that they can long for when you are in Stockholm or Paris or New York or São Paulo or Bombay, they long for all the peace. If I just had been in a quiet place. And then you come to a quiet place and then there is a restlessness. Or the other way around, when you are at the quiet place, then you think you should be in Paris or Bombay or São Paulo or New York. You see the habit, how you become a slave of the thoughts and the instinct and the feelings. This is what I mean by being alert. It never gives you just rest. So again and again you have this is, relax into it, this is what's happening. And it's happening because it's supposed to happen. And it's totally the best thing that could happen. But this is impossible for the mind to accept. Because acceptance of that for the mind, it will crumble then. Then you will be happy in your heart and your soul. And if your heart and your soul is happy, then the mind is just beep, 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 beep. Then it's not the lion. Then it doesn't brag. Then it's just little mouse. Beep, beep, beep. And that's what it should be. Then you use it. When you need to use it, and then it's crystal clear. Like you wind up one of these mouse and you put it straight line and it goes straight. That's how the mind should do. Otherwise, it goes beep, beep, beep everywhere. Then there's never any peace. Just of this, because of this little mouse. Songs also is just to remind us, remind themselves when they're singing that something else is possible. No, I'll read your letter, okay? Beloved Vasant, I would love to sit in your presence.
Okay.
If you have any moment before the retreat starts, great. If not, so be it. I move to France beginning of October and I have not found a place with good surrounding to rent yet. Where in France you go?
West part?
Yeah,
Bretagne.
Ah, on the north?
No, middle.
Middle, same. By the Atlantic?
Yeah.
What, the village or countryside? Or? Since Mystic Island, love and beingness has been present a lot more, especially when I stopped. When I stop. Yes, especially when you stop, Baba. Sometimes I stopped and just met apathy too. It's like I don't know to step into action to cover some unease. Sometimes I could get out of the way and sometimes not. Still learning. Yes, and the test is always there in the marketplace. And the more you go into this business or isness, the mystery, you see that you can, because the old habit is still there. And no, this is wherever you are, you're faced with it. But of course, no, many things. You're looking at the big things on the outside. Place, moving. Then of course, you want to do something at the same time, you know also, okay. So this balance of doing something and still not being so involved. This is the thing, to go with the things, but don't pushing it. This is the whole, this is very tricky, that things happen, and you're totally with it, and at the same time you not want to do this or this. This is what you're playing with there. That's why you say, especially when I stop. And this apathy where you just sunk out or where it gets like that's where the old comes up, then the doubt and feeling alone and what to do, is this the right thing and blah 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 blah. And everybody has this in different things, if it's a big move to a different country or house or a little thing that comes up. And more aware you become and the more and more truthful you become and sensitive, the more and more you will feel what comes up. And you say you enjoy working with people and that you feel more relaxed. And you will enjoy working with people when you are enjoying yourself. This is the thing also, which is very a more responsibility when you work with people, either in groups or in sessions or counseling or whatever, because then the more and more you know that space, you can't create it. It's just this little click. So when you are happy and relaxed and in that okay space, then it's very interesting. Otherwise, that can also become a thing for making money or survival and work. Then beautiful things doesn't get so nice. Your shop in Stockholm, you finished with it?
So I sold my part.
Yeah? And flat and everything?
Yeah.
And you, where do you stay now?
Now I stay with a friend.
In this place, on the coast?
Yeah. But he's moving soon, so that stressed me a bit the last week. So. Because until now it was okay to be there and look from there, but in 3 weeks he's moving out of there. So then, I don't know. It's like, until now I didn't want to rent a place that didn't really feel good.
Mm. And the more you go with it, the more surprised you would go, you would be. Because maybe you put the total energy into something, and then if it doesn't happen, this is the thing, to be truthful, if it doesn't feel right. Maybe something totally out of that you, I'm going there and doing it, and then you, in that process you realize, no, this doesn't feel right, it feels too much effort, too much stuff is happening, too much.
That's how I start to feel.
Yeah, so then you have to be ready to whatever comes out of that space now. When you listen to yourself or when you hear, what comes out of it? Maybe some other friend comes up, maybe to go to your girlfriend, maybe to just stop here. Take a break, go for a holiday. Something, you know, just you have to feel what feels the right. And it's always there. So just see what, when you don't have the ideas, where does life take you? This is the thing. If you don't plan or have any ideas, what is then happening in your life? And something is always happening. This is the going with the flow. And then again and again you get kaboof. I wanted to do that, but this is what's happening. So this is the difference between a stupid person and a wise person. The stupid person, he again and again bangs in the wall. I want to go through, I want to go through. Then first, of course, you fuck up your own head, and then also the wall is getting fucked if you stand there long enough. And the wise person, he just, oh, I thought I was going through here, but that was before this was happening. The stupid person, he still thinks, this is my idea. This is the power of the me. And then instead of woof, but life is going there. And then everything can change. And you say the longing is for to step out of the way and just to be. So if this is clear, you have to remind yourself again and again that this is really my longing, just to step out of my own way and just to be. That means just to go with life, wherever it goes. Then it will take care. But this is where patience comes in, and being good with yourself. Because the old want to whip, whip, whip. I have to. I'm a grown-up man now, I have to take charge in my life. This is not the time of my life where everything should fall apart. This is how the old say. I should build a castle instead of floating down the river with life. But how does it really feel when you picture to build a castle? That's a fucking big job. Does it sound like a play? Or to float down the river? But the reason always says to build a castle. The ego always wants the challenge. It can't take the easy way. So when you remind yourself that this is really why I'm here, this is my longing, this is what I really want to, then, and this is also the trust. So you have to remind, and I will remind you, and that's good you come, because then this falls more and more in place, that really, whatever way it happens, you be open for surprises. And sometimes it's good to stop also. You've been very busy, so maybe it's good to just take a break. You just feel it out now when you're here. And this is how life is. Life is no dance on roses, they say. But I say life is a dance on roses. But that doesn't mean that there's no thorns there. This is why people always choose, they say, life is not a dance on roses. They go to one side. I say, life is a dance on roses. But of course, with the roses, some thorns are there. But this just gives it a little spice. Otherwise, only roses and roses, then you can get dull after a while. You need a few thorns to wake up. And then also you get more awareness where you put your feet. Because maybe some thorns are there, then you get more awareness. If only roses, then yahoo. This is the thing, both will be there. So more awareness, life has always its challenges, but these challenges you just see into it as they are. And the more and more we have the insight not to be personally involved, then everything, even the problems, is no problems. Things always will come up, but you don't get so involved in it. Because really, who am I to want anything? If this is what life wants, okay. Thank you. I thought this, but now this is happening, so let's go. This is wisdom, surrender, understanding. And that again and again, and more we do it, the more and more you see it works. But reason and the mind and the habits will always come back. Especially in the beginning, to nag. But you have to do this and blah, blah, blah. Look at yourself now. You have nothing together in your life. You should now grow up. And what is this growing up? It means to be serious and stiff. That's a grown-up person. Maturity is something else. Maturity is more wisdom. That is all this stiff. Maturity then is wisdom. And then you still have the innocence of a child. Otherwise you become very grown up and very stiff. And the more grown up you have, then I just saw one very nice thing. One channel is there on the TV here that we manage with my. It's one channel. So sometimes if I'm there at 7 o'clock, I see the news, because sometimes they have a few 10 minutes of the real news, because it's one, just one little local Norwegian station. And now it's Christmas, they said, in that station. There is Christmas out there. And the whole kingdom, the royal family, we have a king here in this outside there or something in the country. The king and the queen, they go to the same place for the Christmas since the old king died. And it's a very nice, like this, but old timber, you know, very old, beautiful, big castle of timber. I'm sure they didn't build it themselves. And then for the first time, the king and the prince and the queen, and then they have a son. And this son has found a girlfriend who is very, been a little bit on the seedy side of society, taking some ecstasy and smoking some marijuana and having a good time. And also a little boy, 4 years old. And this was not good in the royal family. And then my son, who is going to be the king, he coming home with the new princess, like, yeah, oh, what's up to it? Bom Shankar. And then not only that, but the son on 4 years old, you know, like, I'm moving in to your castle. So it was, the whole country was almost split like Bush and Gore in America, and opinions for and against and much blah, blah, blah. So this, for the first time they had filmed, not the family, the royal family was in this timber palace where they had been since Harald Hårfagre, you know, since the 1700 years or something. And all the Norwegian TV stations were there. But but this boy stole the whole thing. Of course, because the presence, it was the only one that was in the mystery. And it was so clear to see, here was this boy, man, yahoo, cool scene, he didn't care. He just got a nice clean shirt on, that was it. Didn't I even know why. And then these stiff people, you know, this old king and the queen, and then the son, he's a nice man, and then this woman. But they said, you know, that the whole energy from all the TV crews, they just went to this kid. And they had a big ice bear skin, of course, on the carpet with the big head. And it's big, like tiger, you know, it's a huge thing. And this kid, he was sitting like any kid. And then the queen of Norway down there, and do you dare to put your hand in there and like trying to be something? He was the only natural. This is what I mean. He is still in the flow. The other was very grown up. That means very stiff, very serious. And he trying to play. And it's light years between them. But it's some good hopes, because the kid maybe saved the whole royal family, because the prince who is together with this woman, he is a rebellious type. He was ready to let go of the whole fucking kingdom. Just give me my baby and her baby. And then... So no, they are accepted, because if not, maybe he would go his own way. And then the whole kingdom with no king. So that was very nice to see. You had three generations, and it was this four-year-old, he was doing his thing, and all the film camera was... And you see in the background, the king and the prince, the princess, the queen, the king and the queen were sitting there, and nobody was taking film. They were so used to, they were there, you know, Christmas. And the whole focus was on this. And this is unconscious, that the whole energy, because that was the only place, there were energy. And even they, the film people, got aware of it. That they were filming just him. What about the poor king and the queen? They are sitting in the corner, excuse us, like, they had to make time for it. And even this kid, he wanted, like any kid, he wanted to check it out, what all these film people were doing. So he went behind So he also wanted to look through there. And he was saying this in the camera, oh, I see there's Mama is there, and Håkon is there, he could see. Very good. So this is how it is, and this is how it should be. Can you imagine if the king was like that? That would be something. And the queen, that the whole focus, there was some presence there. That's how it should be. Then still the energy would be there because they had presence. Otherwise, that's why children are taking the whole energy, because there's still presence there. So it's very mysterious. Jai Ho.